Hello. Welcome, welcome.
Howdy, howdy.
Welcome to Wine Down with MJ, where we talk about wine and the relationship we want with alcohol or gummies or whatever else we're talking about. If you are new here, welcome. We want to welcome you to this call, but also remember, if you just joined for the workshop, your first priority is the No BS Weight Loss course. If you have listened to a little bit of that today and then you just decided to come and join us, that is amazing. But remember, everything in No BS is available to you on replays. You can watch this on replay. If you've got some time, you may want to go and listen to that call. Make sure if you want to chat, make sure your chat is set to everyone so that we can hear here. Everybody can see what you're typing. I am here by myself. As you can tell, I can't type well. So I'll just answer verbally if there's something in the chat or the Q&A. I had rotator cuff surgery 3 weeks ago this Thursday. I am in this thing, contraption, until November the 14th. So doing well, but tired of this thing, tired of it. So this is open coaching. All you do to get coached is raise your hand. This call is for people who are working on the relationship with alcohol, or if gummies, anything that you take that kind of alters you a little bit, and maybe you overeat because of it. That is what we're talking about on this call. And I don't know if y'all saw Corinne coaching. I'll wait while I wait on people to raise their hands. But Corinne coached someone on alcohol, no, on food, nighttime eating, basically, at the holiday workshop this past weekend. And she said something that I had an aha about not that long ago. So it was, if you don't know, I used to drink a bottle of wine every day, sometimes 6 glasses of wine every day whenever I found Corinne. Then I just, decided to level up my relationship with alcohol. I still drink, but I have a better relationship with alcohol. But my husband's family was living with us. My daughter, my baby child, my last one left and went to college. And wouldn't you know it, I found myself drinking a glass of wine most nights. I sort of like just, I was like, well, it's the summer. I deserve it. I'm not gaining weight because of it. I'm not overeating because of it. It's okay. Was not like drinking to excess, just a glass of wine a night. And lots of stuff going on at work, very stressful time at work, stressful time at home. My mom's in assisted living. Her mind is going drastically quickly before my eyes, and she's not nice. So we have all that going on. Drinking a glass of wine. And so Corinne was coaching someone the other day about if you take away the food, or in this case, the wine, and you don't fill it with something, that's why you can't ever stop, because you have not identified what you're missing and what you're needing and whatever. So I wanted to unwind at night. I was like high, above home base all the time. Between dealing with my mom, dealing with work, dealing with my, family, all these issues going on. And so I was drinking this glass of wine. So I went and visited my accountability partner in Seattle not long ago, Jen Saya. She's an amazing woman. I found her when I was a member. We're still besties. And so I went to Seattle to visit her. Well, she has like this campground thing. It's amazing. Anyway, she bought us all paint by numbers. Watercolors. So you have this beautiful thing. She had things for us to pick from. We picked one, and then she sent us home with our painting so that we could finish it, because it was way more than we would have finished in our couple of day trip while we were busy doing other things. So I got home and I set it up in my living room, because I don't have to take it down because I'm just here, just me and my husband. I can leave it up. So I even was telling Kathy Hartman this. I knew that I was using wine to unwind. Don't really have any hobbies, didn't really have anything to do. So I came home and I started at night. I would go into the kitchen and pour a glass of wine. And then I would sit in my chair and watch it put on some show. And then I would start painting in that numbers, that my friend had given me. And I realized for 4 nights in a row, when I got up and I was folding up my blanket to go to bed and everything else, that entire glass of wine was still sitting there. Hadn't even thought about it. Hadn't even thought about it. I didn't even make the connection until a couple of weeks later. I've been painting. I'm throwing my glass of wine away. Then pretty soon I just didn't even pour it. I was wanting to unwind. I was wanting to bring myself down off of this like high, like just rah. That's how I felt. Like if that was a feeling, that's how I felt. I felt very overstimulated. I felt very pulled in every direction. I felt very like frenetic almost. That makes sense to anybody, if anybody's ever felt that before. And I realized that I was using alcohol because it will bring you down. It will, you know, it's a depressant. And so it was bringing me down. But what I found out on accident, which I'm so glad I found out, was that that paint by numbers also brought me down. It helped me focus. It got me thinking about different things. And so my screen froze, so I'm hoping and praying y'all can still hear me. But what I realized is I was just looking to be brought down, and I found something other than alcohol. So make sure if you are wanting to change your relationship with alcohol, with food, whatever it is in the evenings, because a lot of times that's when we typically don't drink at noon, except if it's game day, except if it's game day on Saturday and the Gamecocks are playing. It's usually in the evenings. And what are you needing in that moment? What is the wine giving you? What is the food giving you? What is whatever giving you in the moment? And think of other ways that you can fill that hole, that you can give yourself what you need in the moment. Corinne talked a lot about basic human needs. And that was a need at the end of the day that I did not fill. I was not giving that to myself. So that is something to think about. If you're wanting to change a relationship, what else could you do? What is it giving you that you need? Because you need it. I needed to unwind. I still need to unwind in the evenings. Wine is not the way that I want to do it. So what is another way that I can do that? All right. Does anybody want coaching? Raise your hand. If not, this is going to be the shortest call in no BS history. The shortest call ever, ever, ever. And if you just joined and you want to talk about wine and you just joined on Sunday, you can raise your hand. I don't discriminate whether you're new or old. I would love to talk to you. I would love to talk to you. Anybody have any questions about, and here's the other thing for all of you diet mentality folks. If you are like I was drinking a bottle of wine a day, sometimes 6 glasses of wine a day, I started baby level ups. I knew I only wanted to drink on the weekends. I knew that's what I wanted. But if you're drink, I was drinking every day. I did not go. I declare it from now on, henceforth and evermore, I will no longer drink except on the weekend. What I did first was my first level up was only one bottle a day. I was not going to open up that second bottle. I did not open up a second bottle all the time, but sometimes I did. So I did that for a while. I got really comfortable with that. Then I was like one bottle every 2 days. So like 2 glasses a night. And then I just kept leveling it up in that way. And I knew when I was ready to level up, I knew when I was ready, when that felt easy to me. When I was like, wonder if I can do something else. Wonder what else I can do. That is when I knew it was time to level up. All right, Angela has raised her hand. Thank you, Angela. Let's promote you to panelist. And let's see. Let's see what she wants to talk about. Angela, Angela, come on in. Oh, Angela, you got coached on Sunday too.
That's right. That's right. It was so great. I literally weighed in lighter. Can you believe? I mean, of course you can believe.
Yeah. So
I
what are
was
we
just
talking about today?
I'm thinking about the holidays, and so I've got a week long with my family in California, and I've really kind of decided on I want my drinking to be for celebration times when I'm happy.
Good,
And
yeah.
right? Not when I'm bored, not when it's just dinner and you want wine. It's like for celebration, when I'm having a good time, I want to have one drink and, not more than three. So I got this plan. Kind of, what do you think would be some good like things to kind of say in my head to be like, because I'm just starting to practice this. So it's like, how do I say, I'm saving it for, an exciting moment. I'm saving it for celebration. Like, is there anything else I could be like telling myself or others, I guess, because they'll be
Yeah.
surprised.
So I have a couple of things. First of all, I want you to really watch the words I'm going to save it for, because that makes it super special. Right? It puts it on a pedestal. Right? Because you can drink every day if you want to. People do. So it's like, I've decided to only drink. I can have it now if I want, but I'm not celebrating. And I'm only going to drink when I'm celebrating. How does that feel when I say that?
It is a little bit sweatier, a little bit scarier. Yeah.
Why is it scarier?
I think because, like, I haven't stopped using it for, I'm having a hard day.
Okay.
Because I haven't put into place what I would do for a hard day,
What would you do for a hard day?
I'm finding I do like texting my friends.
Okay.
I like to I'm like text ask coaches, email e ask
Yeah,
coaches.
right in to ask coaches, yeah.
Right? I really like to get the thought on to I write out the thought. That's why I'm having a hard time.
Okay.
But then there's so that's like feeling the thought, but then I don't have much things for comfort.
Well, I mean, what would writing in to ask coaches or texting your friends give you?
It kind of gives me clarity. It kind of lets me see. It put down the hot coals of like anger and.
Okay. Think about, I mean, if you needed comfort and there was no alcohol, what would you do?
Right. It might be food. I also wrote down warmth. I really like,
Warm. I was thinking, when you said comfort, I'm like, that's me in my chair with my warm blankie.
Yeah, in front of the fireplace, like,
With my fuzzy socks.
yeah.
Is there any
Yeah.
other drink that provides you comfort?
See, that's, I drink about 7 cups of tea a day, so that's not comforting. That's just survival.
Okay.
Like, there's maybe something, maybe a hot chocolate, but then I worry about the calories. But yeah, the hot chocolate, the Abuelita hot chocolate, it's only one I got when I was a kid. I still have a couple of packets of
Yeah.
that.
I mean, you could try that. I mean, you've been drinking wine. That you ain't worried about them calories.
Right?
I mean, come on now. If calories were a concern,
Yeah.
but don't stop yourself from giving yourself comfort because of something that's not even an issue.
Exactly.
So you do have some strategies to give yourself comfort. And then the other thing too is you are, when is this trip?
November 13th.
November 13th. So you've got a couple of weeks, right? 2 weeks from tomorrow, because I take this sling off on November the 14th, which is a Thursday.
Hey.
So I know exactly when the 13th is. You've got time to practice. You're going to have hard days between now and then. And you've got, if you do drink, you've got the discovery worksheet. If you have a hard day and you don't drink, you have got the celebrating urge or whatever it is
Yeah.
worksheet.
I like that. I like that because already I looked at the month calendar and was putting in the trip, and then I was putting in some other little parties that I have and the happy hour that I always go to on Friday. And it was just like, even if I did two drinks for just all those, it was, like 20 drinks in a month. And I'm like, all right, that's a lot for 30 days.
But how much are you drinking now in 30 days?
Oh gosh, I did it last month, but I haven't done my final count this week, but it's lower. It's lower. So I would say maybe 15 in 30 days.
Okay. So do you want, so now you looked at 30, I mean 20 drinks in 30 days. And then let's think about it. Are there times on there, if that number does not appeal to you and you typically drink 20, I mean 15 instead of 20, are there celebrations that aren't that celebratey?
Maybe I could whittle it down, you know?
Like happy hour, maybe one drink at happy hour, because it happens every week.
Yeah.
Not so special.
Oh, but it does get good after three drinks. Like people get real honest.
Yeah. Let them be honest. Maybe you're not this time.
Right.
But look at things and ask yourself, do I need it? Are there times it's not? And here's the thing. You may look at it and be like, it's the holidays. Five extra drinks is, I think that's what's doable for me. I'm going to be around a lot more celebrations and a lot more drinking opportunities. That may be your answer. There's no right or wrong answer. Because hell, I've drank, been on vacation and had 20 drinks in a week.
Right? It's easy to do then. Yeah. You got all day.
Right.
It is so funny looking at a trip being like, oh, okay, we're going to go to the airport on the 13th. So I'll want to have, a cocktail at the airport because I do that on automatic
Yeah.
to
And maybe
celebrate
that's
with.
not a celebrate. Like, maybe that's not one. You know what I mean? Like, woohoo, we took off. Like, not necessarily. We landed. Yeah.
Right, to see what is celebratory, what is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of those things. Was it like looking and planning for joy? To look at that vacation and be like, there's going to be some joyful times and there's going to be some like regular times, where the joy is the walk.
What's the point of the trip?
To see the family before we all go off on our separate countries and states.
So it's not to drink.
Correct.
Okay, just checking. A
Yeah.
lot of times for me, when especially when I was first, it's easier for me now not to drink, but when I was first starting, I had to keep reminding myself of what I was there for.
That's a really good point.
I'm there, like if I was with my friends, I'm here to have a nice dinner, catch up with them. Like, just enjoy, I enjoy being with them, drinking or not. I like them. They're my friends. That's why I keep them around. It's not about who can drink the most.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true. And I think we only have to have like one difficult conversation, with the family. So that's, I've already planned for and like wrote out some things and thought about some obstacles and kind of dealing with that. So the rest could be just like getting to know them.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'll do paint by numbers, but maybe they could do like a little card game.
Yeah. We're Domino's family at my house.
I love Mexican Train.
I know. I mean, we'll bust out a domino in a minute.
Oh, but they won't play against me anymore.
Yeah, we are a domino people.
Yeah, kind of. I think maybe build on some new traditions that aren't just eating and drinking, I think would be really good. And maybe somebody will be receptive to it. I only need one other person, right?
You don't need one other person. Why do you need another person?
Well, I don't want to be isolating when it's family time. I feel,
Isolating. So
yeah.
if you, oh, I did not realize you were in the family that if you did not have a cocktail, they put you in the corner by yourself.
Oh. No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do
No,
that.
I mean, but listen how you're talking about it. Be isolating.
Yeah.
Do you know with that story how difficult it's going to be? I mean, you're literally setting yourself up for a hard time.
Yeah, by the words I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. So when you hear that, you need to remind yourself, I'm not going to be isolated. I just won't be drinking. I still get to do everything. I still get to have the conversation. I still get to hang out with everybody. I still get to go wherever they want to go.
Right? I like that. I bet I could do, yeah, 10 things about what I still get to do.
Yeah.
I still get, I still have a lot. And it, yeah, it's a lot less deprivating.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm on Survivor Island. If I don't have this drink, they're going to vote me off. That would suck.
Right.
That would be terrible.
Right. And I wonder if I did start writing those things down, that would kind of take the, because sometimes you go to a family thing and you're just kind of a little anxious and you're a little nervous about like how everybody's gonna kind of treat you or judge you or any of that stuff. So sometimes you have it, the drink to like courage yourself up.
Take the edge off.
Yeah. Care a little less. So maybe if I write about it, I can care a little bit less.
And here's the thing, don't be fucking around in somebody's brain. Like, if you don't hear it, if they don't say it directly to your face, don't make that shit up and put thoughts in their head. It's not fair to you and it's not fair to them.
Yeah. Factual account. What did they say? What did they say?
Yeah.
I haven't said anything yet. Then it's fine. They don't think it.
It goes back to what Corinne was talking about this past weekend, facts versus thoughts, right? Like, if you are putting thoughts, those are your thoughts. That's not their thoughts. I bet she's thinking XYZ. We don't know what she's thinking.
Right? Right? They're worried about all their stuff.
Yeah.
Ah.
But now is the time, like you're doing it the right way. Now is the time to start planning what you're gonna think, planning what you're gonna say to yourself. You've looked ahead at your calendar, you've planned your drinking days. Like that's amazing. Because in
Right.
the moment is not when you want to be planning. You're
And I want to,
in the midst of an urge.
right?
Wonder what
Oh
I
my
could do
God.
different in this moment.
Yeah, my accountability group does not want to hear me sweating.
Yes.
They want to hear me planned it out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
Right.
good luck on your trip. Have fun.
Thank
Enjoy the
you.
people.
All right, and I'll see if there's any Roper romps around where I'm going. I don't
Listen,
know.
they just announced the date for the one in Rock Hill.
Oh my
I
gosh.
sent it to my friends.
It's going to be so fun. It's so great.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
so fun.
All righty. I'll talk to you
Thank
later.
you.
Bye. Does anyone else want coaching on alcohol, any of that stuff? Anyone going once, going twice? If not, I will go do my exercise. I will go do my exercise. And take this thing off for a minute. Next month, this call is changing because, as you can see, I have a really hard time getting y'all to engage on this call. Everybody said, we need a wine call. And then for the past several months, I've sat here begging people to get coached, and then we end the call early. So next month, this is going to be nighttime call, drinking and overeating. So we are going to adjust this call and see how it goes starting in November. So make sure that you're checking your calendars on nobswoman.com. I think it's already on there. I'm super excited about that. I will not be with you on the first call. I will be in Nashville making plans for 2025. 2025. So I'm gonna have another coach fill in for me next month. So yeah, I know. Y'all, Corinne just talked to us today. There's big goings on over there, over here. Well, in Nashville, in no BS for next year. It's huge. all kicking off with a brand new No BS weight loss course in January. I'm so excited about that. All right, y'all. Have a good night. Have a good night. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.